Good evening, everybody, and welcome back into the C Show. Chris coming at you here for a minute. We'll talk about a little coaching hire that was made over the past few days. And, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. That couldn't be any more true than what the Florida Gators have just did. Since Steve Spurrier stepped down after the 2002 season, Florida Gators have now hired their sixth head coach in 19 seasons. And let's look at these six head coaches. The first one they hired was Ron Zook. That was a head scratcher because that was a man Steve Spurrier had fired. Zook lasted three seasons and finished with a record of 23-14 and 16-8 in the conference, and 0-2 record. Then the Gators hit a home run. They went out and they hired Urban Meyer. And Urban turned in a remarkable success there with the Gators. Yeah, he kind of left them in shambles, and Urban's a drama queen. But at the same time, Urban did produce. Urban was there 6 years. He went 85-16. He 36-13 in the conference, 5-1 in bowls, and 2 national championships. So off Urban left, and then the Gators thought they had another home run. A golden boy, the coach in waiting. Somebody everybody wanted. Coach Boom. Will Muschamp. And what a boom it was. Boom was there 4 years. He went 28-21, 17-15 in the conference, and 1-0 in bowl games. And the low point was when he lost at home to Georgia Southern. And then they went out and they hired another coach at a mid-major. And they hired Greg McElwain, who looked like a solid hire, I guess. He did coach up under Saban. He was at Colorado, and he had a record out there of 22-12, 16-6 in the conference, and 1-1 in bowls. Okay. All right. I guess that was an okay hire. And boy, did it turn out to be a disaster. I mean, suspensions, the saying he got death threats. I mean, I don't know what was going on to that guy's mind, but it was a crash and burn. So then they hired what on paper looked like a slam dunk, Dan Mullen. Offensive coordinator up under Urban had been a huge success at Mississippi State, a consistent winner. Surely he's going to win at Florida, right? No, it was another crash and burn. So what does Florida do? Florida goes out and they hire a big-name head coach, right? They go out there and they throw some money at Bob Stoops. They throw some money at Urban Meyer and bring him home, right? They go out there and they hire another up-and-coming coach coming out of, like Mel Tucker coming out of Michigan State. No, they don't go hire him. Who does Florida go and hire? Was this the number one person on their list? They went out and they hired Bill Napier, who's been at the University of Louisiana for 4 years with the 39-12 record, and he went 11-1 this year. Well, Florida fans, I hope you're happy with your hire. Enjoy the next 3 or 4 years, and come this time in December of 2025, you'll be out looking for another coach, and maybe this time you'll learn from your past mistakes. Because remember, doing the same thing over and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. This is Chris on the Florida Gators football hire. Hope you enjoyed this segment. Chris out.